profiling the artists, artisans, and creators who inspire and enrich our lives. This is Celebrating the Arts from ABC News Radio. Here's your host, correspondent Aaron Katursky.
A long, strange, trying year has arrived at Thanksgiving. What should be a time of gathering, of family, and of gratitude is yet one more moment altered by the pandemic. Gatherings will be smaller, family may be far away, expressions of gratitude may be harder to muster. For those who capture those expressions and try to find some meaning and beauty in them, it is also a challenging time. When you're meant to interact with people and spaces, what happens when that's no longer possible? And yet, we're counting on them. Photographers are capturing a weird, raucous, and tragic year, helping us look at art and life through the lens of our times.
A time that, you know, we haven't experienced before.
Renata Ahler was born in Germany. She lives and works in New York in a light-filled 1800s-era Soho loft of exposed pipes, cast-iron columns, and tin-tiled high ceilings. The space is filled with breathtaking large-scale landscape photographs that have been her signature work over the last two decades.
Can I have a cookie before you?
Please.
I don't want to do the crunching noise while you record me. I don't get cookies unless there's a guest.
Oh, really?
We sat distanced at opposite ends of her dining table to discuss her latest project, Sidewalk, that she created when New York City was the epicenter of the pandemic and largely locked down.
I had invited people to visit me on the sidewalk, and it was really a genuine invitation, not just a photo project where I would book slots for people to come and be photographed. I never invited more than one person a day. So also the light had to be right, of course, and no rain, etc. And sometimes I went to visit somebody at their sidewalk if they couldn't come to mine. But the intention was really to connect.
In those days of April and May, there was more isolation than connection. And Ahler sought to capture a sense of community after forced distance.
Sort of bring society together in a time when we've been so torn apart and take people out of the isolation. And I discovered that it wasn't just something, a nice meeting and a conversation. And I realized that it was also very helpful for me. It wasn't just a selfless act at all. Because we were all a bit in shock.
Ahler set out to document the impact of social distancing on her neighbors and friends.
I remember the last person I hugged by choice, a friend from London, on the 28th of February. So I must have been already aware of it in the beginning of March. And I think we were just all a bit kind of numbed and traumatized by this, expecting it to go away and we'll just sit tight. But it also reminded me of the time after 9/11. We lived actually downtown in Tribeca, and I did a project then called Afterward, Faces of Tribeca.
After 9/11, Ahler took images of interiors, pointing her lens into the private spaces where people retreated in fear for their safety. This is the opposite.
At that time, we were all scared for our own lives, really.
There was a cowering.
Yes, definitely. And but, you know, this time around, I think it's more that I'm worried about other people. Because I sort of trust that I'm going to be okay as long as I'm very careful and sensible. And I think it's kind of brought up an empathy in us that we're more aware of.
For most of April and May, Renata hosted friends and neighbors on her sidewalk. She put her camera in self-timer mode and recorded these encounters, often the participants' first face-to-face contact in weeks.
I started with Amy Good, my good friend. She said, "Well, what do you want me to bring?" And I said, bring your guitar, your bass guitar. And I was thinking, since when I look at that photo, which is one of the iconic pictures, I think, I called that particular picture Guardians of People's Hopes. And we're standing with our hands on our hearts and, you know, very firm. That guitar looks just like a AK-40. And we are doing it with love and music.
Sidewalk is now posted online and will eventually be shown at the New York Historical Society. The subjects look sincere and silly and stoic and resigned.
Normally, I think I would probably sit a bit closer to people than 6 feet. And with a mask also, it's harder to hear. So you have to be clearer in your communication. You have to talk to somebody as if it's a person who's hard of hearing, more considerate, and you're more aware of what you say because you can't just blubber away. And if somebody else talks, you have to stop talking and listen. It's a different way, and I think also you have to learn how to smile with your eyes.
While the pandemic persists, Sidewalk can be viewed on Renata Alder's website. Traditional access to the arts has been limited. Virtual stopgaps can never replace the in-person shared experience, but her work is always worth a look, no matter the venue.
As human beings, we always have to find our bearings. If we go hiking in the mountains, we would constantly, subconsciously, of course, gauge where are we in relation to what we're looking at. So we always need to know where we're in space. That's just like one of those things that we have in us. I think we have a problem with that right now, and we've been having that for a while, to understand where are we in this, where are we in this scenario? With it comes, of course, then the emotional landscape as well. Which doesn't make it easier to live in a pandemic when you can't cuddle and hug people.
Every subject Renata Alder photographed is in a mask. Her exhibition forces us to look behind it. It reminds us to empathize, to remember how we can make precious connections even from afar.
We have to remember the positive things that this time taught us. And we have to remember the pain also, because there was so much and still is so much pain. But we should remember them both, the pain and the beautiful moments, and try and carry them forward, but also realize that we're still in it. It's not over.
You're listening to Celebrating the Arts, a special presentation from ABC News.